August 4th continued. I wanted to add to my last two posts today that I think it was on Monday, but it happened, I think, a little bit the week before. But in walking along the canal walk, you know, 10, 14 miles, whatever it was, I did, you know, there's mile markers, and given how much time you've got, you just go to as many as many mile markers as you can get to before turning around and retracing your steps. On Monday, probably five people asked me if I was okay. And, you know, either I was, had taken off my sun jacket. It's like just a wind jacket by the companies, you know, North Face or Adidas. You know, very lightweight, single layer, breathable nylon. Or maybe it's polyester, I'd have to look. But they block the sun well. They allow you to breathe and sweat. I took that off, my backpack, unpacked the water, and had my shirt off. And I'd be leaning over with my hands on my knees, panting, and just sort of stationary there. I'd be, you know, similarly disrobed at the end of a line of, you know, six or seven articles on the ground leading to where I was sitting, just sitting on the side of the trail. It's a path. It's 10 feet wide. So, you know, it's not too hard to have people pass you, and they can they can maintain their distance. But, you know, the men were concerned. You know, I've got gray hair. You know, I'm of the age for heart attacks, and I'd imagine that area has more than its fair share of heart attacks for people my age, given the stress of politics in Washington and you know, whatever else they're, you know, the deep state's up to, or the, you know, it's just a very high expectations. You can make good money, but it's a brutal world. You know, I wouldn't be the first person to keel over and die exercising in that area. But I was, you know, but I think, you know, my point is, hey, you know, if you want to get healthy, you know, then you need to be serious about it, to the point that other people are concerned that you have a heart attack or that you're having a heart attack. And that, you know, you, as embarrassing as it might appear, you know, you need to just get naked and pant, you know, whatever you got to do. You know, yes, it was 95 or 94 or 92 or 93 and very humid. You know, sandwiched between a canal and a river with high humidity, it was a steam room. And, but, you know, do push yourself. And I didn't get to a place where I was, you know, hurting, but I definitely got to a place where I needed to rest. And, you know, if I were competitive, then, you know, with others, or, you know, I would say that would mean then I would override my body's desire to rest until I got to more of a dangerous point. Given my higher blood pressure that I demonstrated, I think in June, of 148 over 84, which is not good. I think I'm lower than that now. I should be. But, you know, I need to take it easy. You know, I need to let my body unclot or, you know, clean out those arteries. And, you know, lose some of that weight or whatever it is that's you know, creating that additional blood pressure. So, yeah, I wanted to say that. And then, in terms of a shine in the face, you need to be cognizant of where the blockages and where the stresses are. And so if they're in the stomach, you want to massage and pay attention to the stomach. If you don't like the flow of energy in your head and face, you want to shine a little more, then start exercising and sweating, and then take some stops and lean over and massage your scalp, you know, deeply, thoroughly, and squeeze your face with your palms, pushing your flesh together over your forehead, over your eyebrows. Press on, you know, press your eyes and press on the outsides, you know, your temples, and pressing them together to create some pressure there, and massaging your cheeks and your jawbone area. And so I did a lot of that, and I think it paid off in terms of you know, how I looked. I think I started looking a little more alive. The friend I visited, who doesn't have enough time to exercise, and he's gained a lot of weight, he had a stroke a year and a half ago, but he's got enormous expenses in the raising of his family, you know, with all the college tuitions and prep school tuitions and all this stuff. His face is a little grayer, you know, than I remember it. And even though he's still a kind, you know, good-hearted person, his having very long hours at work and not being able to attend to his physical needs has resulted in a lack of energy displayed in the face. And it's that gray. It's that gray look. And gray, there's shades of gray, you know, but it's definitely, you know, he definitely could lighten up a bit. And I hope that he does. But, yeah, just pay attention to your signs of vitality, how you feel, how you look, and work to improve yourself. And I think sweating is a big part of it. Sustained aerobic activity is a big part of it. Eating right's a good part of it. And having a life, a vocation, a set of practices, a social network that all contribute to a balanced and rewarding lifestyle is all critical to maintaining optimum health. Over and out.